So the next big headline is that you're now saying that you're trusted by schools serving 20 million students, and you also launched a school safety advisory board this summer.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you think that that safety advisory board is gonna drive for you guys?
I think we understand the product side pretty well, mm-hmm. but I think you don't quite understand everything until you talk to the people who have dealt with many situations.
Right.
And you're one of those sure. types of people who's like, tell me about, you know, I guess, you know, behavioral assessments yeah. and stuff like that. So to be, you know, you're so focused on what you're doing that sometimes you need someone from the outside who's deep in that industry to give you insights. And we hope that's what that advisory board does. We partnered with I Love You Guys, for example, mm-hmm. And they constantly provide us an understanding of what happens during an emergency response situation. I think we just need more and more industry expertise. And Furkat is coming from the outside in. And so it's able to change things, but it's not an expert in every particular category for that, you know, it's been there for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
So I think we have to rely on different advisory boards, and that's just one of them, but we will build multiple to really strengthen our understanding of like, you know, every little bit of what schools might need. The magnitude is very clear, 20 million students, that's huge. And you know, I don't know the exact numbers. I think it's like 1 in 3, 1 in 4 school districts uses us.
Yeah.
It's pretty massive.
So I obviously have my opinions of it, but in general, what do you think the reasons that it's so widely adapted by schools, like that they're selecting Verkada over and over and over again, overwhelmingly?
I think, well, I'd love to hear yours, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it started first with the fact that you have a very small IT team mm-hmm. and school districts can be hundreds of schools large and they're spread apart very far away. And the idea that this, you know, that 1, 2, 3 people can manage and use and give access to all the cameras across all these different schools and maintain that while having probably 3 other separate jobs is
right.
unlikely.
For sure.
And, you know, at the beginning when we first started, we had teams telling us, like, I can't even see footage remotely unless I'm on campus.
Right.
And so imagine what happens during an emergency response, maybe just a lockdown, not an actual right. emergency.
Right.
You don't even have that visibility of what's going on and you're locked down. And so I think that starts with that, but then there's quickly like a ton of different use cases that are very easy to build for schools. And it's paramount, like security at schools
right.
is so paramount nowadays. That's my guess. I don't know if you have more to add to that.
Yeah, I would think a few things. Like obviously the ecosystem you built with the single pane of glass now, you know, obviously having guests in there,
mm-hmm.
That becomes really powerful of, you know, where did somebody come in? Where did they go? You know, call them out. Raptor, for example, big in Texas. You know, they really only do sex offender background searches.
Yep.
So you could have a wanted felon sitting in front of you in your lobby and you don't even know it and you let them in.
Yep.
Because if they're not in the sex offender database, then that's all they check, right? So
sure.
schools that want a different level of security than just the bare minimum, obviously your solution is very easy. You know, being able to manage contractors, give them temporary access, solves a lot of problem versus
sure.
having to go and unlock doors and do all of those things. And it's more about getting that, so not just the IT team that's there, but now security directors or administrators who are trying to keep an eye on a school that has, you know, 130 perimeter exit doors.
Sure.
And like one just opened and we should be in class. Why did it open and what's going on at that door?
Yep.
And being able to have those schedules to where they're getting a push notification showing the door and the video associated with the event happening, right, is giving them more visibility, having, you know, alarm zones set up around the school so that now they have somebody lurking or somebody approaching the school from a weird angle
that's, right.
that's in there, right? So they have more situational intelligence. They too are wearing a ton of hats and doing a bunch of jobs. And so
I think it's just an easy user experience to all that is yeah. like super paramount. Yeah.
So I think the other thing is that again, it's some of the luck side of your side in there, and just that in general, there's a lot of schools that just really haven't been mining the store. Their stuff's old. They yep. have servers. They're at a crossroads where, you know, at the rate Windows has been deprecating versions of OS, that they have to replace servers. Yep. They're already behind their age. And it's one of those things, do I go and invest server software OS expense and connect that to 8-year-old cameras? Or do I go ahead and replace it now?
For
and
sure.
I'm looking at a decade, right? So I've got an entire life cycle. So your products come with a 10-year warranty, which is also
for the most
major
part,
change, right? Compared to some of the other players in the industry. So that's a different idea. And so you're saying—
gives you kind of peace of mind of like what your budget's gonna be. And we, the peace of mind is kind of like critical to us in everything we do. But like from a pricing perspective and budgetary perspective, super important to schools, right? So that 10-year or 5-year warranty, depending on the camera, is absolutely critical. And sometimes buying and extending what you currently have is almost as expensive as ripping and replacing it and building something.
And it's really interesting that you say the 5-year, like we don't sell any of the 5-year cameras.
Yeah. It's all the 10-year.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the price difference between a 5-year camera and a 10-year camera, you know, there's some features removed on the ones that are in 5-year. They're more of your entry level camera. And it's one of those things from that perspective, for just a little bit more, you're getting double the warranty and you're getting some additional features. And so just, I feel like that's one of those things that we've been very capable of educating the customer on the pros and cons out of one or the other, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I think you nailed exactly why schools use Verkada. And I think we realize how important Verkada has become to schools. So it's one of the industries that we prioritize in a lot of feature sets. Even our air quality sensor was built with the mindset of solving or at least curbing the vaping epidemic.
Yes.
That was like the original use case. It has many other use cases, which, you know, different industries might use. That was the original.
Well, and now with it noticing aggression, speech level,
bullying,
bullying side of that is huge, right?
It's huge.
Because even if there isn't vaping going on, that is one of those rooms where there's no cameras allowed and
privacy-wise,
so much stuff goes on, right?
Absolutely.
And so being able to have an alert that that's going on and being able to get somebody over to intervene, makes a big difference.
And you compare the cameras from outside, like the hallways and stuff, so you kind of know who's on the inside.
Right.
So it gives you enough context to understand what's going on without infringing on privacy of the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
So I think super important. And yeah, there's a lot of other, I think everyone kind of jumps to the extreme use cases, but for every extreme use case, there's 100 less extreme use cases, which are just as important. Lockdowns, bullying, vandalism, sex offenders on campus, like you name it.
Yeah, it's so much more than that. Just being able to know that your doors are locked, or if the door is open off schedule, to do something about it. Set off a silent sounder, put it to a push notification, have it pop up on a screen in front of this security director. All of these things can be set up and configured any way to make that more intelligent for the operator and get more situational awareness of what's going on
for
in the building.
And the ability to lock down, right? One button
from an app,
from anywhere,
from anywhere. Yeah, it can be tied to a button. It can be tied to credentials. It can be tied to push button on an app. However you want to figure it out.
I can't tell you how many times I sit in front of a TV watching a situation unfold. Not that I ever want to be involved in that, or it's just terrible what's happening. And I'm just like, you hear more information about what's happening. The one at Uvalde struck me the most. Nearby.
Yeah.
And I was hearing about how the police didn't know if the shooter was still in there, didn't have visibility, could have had visibility to those cameras from anywhere, and know that the shooter was still there and they didn't enter the building. And also that he walked in through the door that they thought was locked, not locked, And they were by actually they became a customer right before that shooting, so they didn't actually install the product yet.
Yep.
I was just like, wow, like I don't think our technology is going to stop every situation. And I think it's we like to, you know, under promise, over deliver. But I think there could we could have mitigated some of those things had that been implemented. I mean, not us, but like the tools that are being used.
Right.
Right. So that struck me.
I would agree. Yeah. It's it's an unfortunate side of this side of the business. And as much as we do in schools and our involvement in behavioral threat assessment stuff, we've got to talk to a lot of the victims' families, the survivors, the people who actually, and we've had numerous ones on our podcast, yeah. From the actual officers who arrested or shot somebody, and like what the toll is that took on them and where Absolutely. They're at and everything else. And it reminds you that although this is a business and this is what we do for our livelihood, it's so much bigger than that, right?
Yeah.
And these products make a difference in helping prevent and alert and give people time to respond and give a fighting chance on
for sure
on trying to mitigate those risks, whatever those may be, right?
Yeah, and that's why I think the ease of use and the cloud nature of Verkada gets us one step closer to doing things as fast as possible when they need to be done.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, when you say 20 million students, unfortunately, that goes immediately, right, in my mind.
Yeah.
You know?
It's scary and exciting at the same time, right? It's just, you got to take it seriously. You got to have,
For sure.
put it in correctly, have the right people doing it, have it maintained, right? We've had other technologies that we've sold and, schools yeah. want to integrate it. And it's one of those times where we go and spend time with them on site and be like, you have doors that physically don't close and latch.
Don't even close. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we start with like the basics? Let's get your doors secured and outer perimeter. Let's start working there and let's start working our way in. Comms, you go in and the school doesn't have a working PA system.
Yep.
Teachers aren't on Wi-Fi and they don't have cell coverage. There's no means to communicate with anybody in the classroom in an emergency.
Yep.
And you just start looking at some of these very basic things and go, yeah, it'd be great to add on this analytic or add on sure. this gunshot detection, but locking the door might, be a great place to start also.
For sure. 100%.
This one, kind of a unique question is that, what do you think the most common buyer, misconceptions are there that slow the buying cycle, right? So example, cloud versus on-prem versus hybrid, edge storage versus I want storage on a server, or we've even seen some requests now for they want on-camera storage plus 30 days in cloud, and then they want their own massive SAN to back up all of the video for 3 years as an example. Like we've seen some deployments like that. Like that's obviously challenging to educate. And what do you think about that?
Well, let's just say that in 2018, the number one blocker to all these deals were, I don't want anything on the cloud.
Right.
That's where we started. That was like the blocker.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting to think about because they would have a ton of other sensitive information in the cloud already.
Right.
In AWS, in Google Drive, whatever it may be.
Correct.
So for some reason, they felt like that was maybe more important to not have on the cloud. So, and that was also the de facto industry. By the way, their consumer-related grade stuff was already in the cloud.
Correct.
And their experience there was already what they wanted it to be. And they would go to like their organization and they would be like, I'm spending maybe 100 times more, but it's way harder to do everything I wanted because it's not on the cloud, but that would be the blocker.
Right.
Nowadays, and by the way, moving to the cloud on its own alone was not enough because the reliability of having that data, maybe through local area network, maybe, you know, if the...
was an interruption or something. Yeah.
There's a ton of different reasons to want to have that data be there.
Right.
And so, you know, just moving to the cloud is not as simple as that.
Right.
And so I think what makes Verkada unique, besides the mindset of being truly cloud native and software first and everything, is we built a hybrid solution. Mm. And now the customizations of that are kind of what's coming up. Finally, you know, you kind of have, well, I want to store this much data on your account, and I want to be able to access it and potentially want to like back it up. I think the partner can help in certain areas here.
Sure.
We have the de facto out of the box situations that we can solve for, from 365 days storage on the camera to extending some of that on the cloud, having that potentially be also a reliable backup. So if you want to like actually, you know, stream everything that's on the camera to the cloud,
yep,
you might need it in two places. Some compliances require it. But then if it needs to keep extending, there's a certain point where the cloud is too expensive.
Correct.
And so you want to back it up to a tertiary storage. That's sort of where we expect partners to play a role. But I think it's something we're hearing more and more of, something we might need to actually look at building ourselves. Have you had that experience yet?
We've gotten into all kinds of weird storage arrangements. Okay. So
what's been the weirdest one so far?
A long-term storage. So they were looking for, you know, 3 years.
Was it a compliance-related situation?
No, it was actually to fight litigation. So it was a statute of limitations and
slip and fall,
all of those situations, right? Yeah. Assault, whatever the case may be. There's a trend, especially with large corporations and retailers, where the attorneys will wait till the absolute last statute of limitations, and then they'll follow suit. And so they want to make sure they have it. This last year, 2024, set a record for what they call nuclear judgments. And so these are judgments against corporations in excess of $12 million for slip and falls, things like that.
Yep.
And so there was a record number of nuclear judgments against corporations this last year.
Yeah, interesting.
And so now one of those situations can pay for 3 years worth of storage.
For
and
sure.
Then some, right?
For sure.
And so that's how they look at that.
You know, we're always open to looking at that problem ourselves as well. And mm-hmm. I think our engineers and solutions engineers as well are really interested in partnering with partners on how to build for those particular situations if it came down to it. The more we hear about it, the more we're excited to build it.